It's been an unusual start to the 21-22 NHL season, with some teams exceeding expectations and others left wondering what happened. Hello everyone, I'm Tom Callahan. Welcome back. It's time for the Talking Puck Podcast. Well, that's right. We find ourselves in an unusual situation this year where we're back to a full season of hockey. Is it unusual? I think it is. It's been so long since we've actually had a full season of hockey. I don't really know what we're going to do with ourselves, but we have a kind of a weird yet compact start to the season. A lot of teams have played a bunch of games and others didn't play a lot in the beginning, and now they're starting to catch up. But I think everybody's getting to, or at least will by the time we're done with this weekend, that 4-5-6 game played range. So we're starting to see a little bit of what these teams are, what they could be, and maybe see where some of the disappointments are. Starting off early this year, I think you have to look at some of the unbeaten teams. Washington's unbeaten in regulation, at least. But Carolina started 3-0, Florida 4-0, Buffalo 3-0. That's a little weird right there, but Detroit's also been successful out of the gate. St. Louis and Minnesota won their first three games. Edmonton went 4-0, San Jose 3-0 to start the season. And I know some of these teams may have played by the time you hear this podcast again, but that's not going to take away their hot start to the season. The Oilers in the Pacific Division, let's start there. Not really a surprise. We knew this was a good team. They've needed better defense and goaltending. They signed Mike Smith, brought him back, but it looks like right now things are going pretty well in Edmonton, largely because of their goals for. They are scoring goals in bunches, as they always have. And if you keep enough pucks out of your net, you're going to win games, and that's what the Oilers have been doing so far. The Sharks are a surprise, though. The Sharks are getting it done with defense. In their first three games, four goals against. That's pretty incredible for the San Jose Sharks, and not something I think anyone saw coming. They've been a porous team. They've struggled to score. They've struggled to defend. Maybe a little addition by subtraction with Evander Kane out of the lineup, and something seriously for the Sharks to consider. I don't want to turn this into an Evander Kane podcast. That's something I want to tackle a little bit later on, but you have to wonder, if you're the Sharks, they're not going to terminate his contract. At least that's what they've said so far. But they have to figure out what to do with him. If your team is playing this well without him, I don't know why you bring him back. I just don't think I would. So that's kind of one of the interesting things about the Sharks, their start to the season and how they've been able to do so well so far. I don't really understand why, if you're San Jose, you'd be in a rush to bring that guy back. Some of the disappointments, though, stay in the Pacific Division. The Vegas Golden Knights. They've had injuries, certainly. They've been dealing with that. They've also been struggling just to score goals and keep them out of the net. They have not had a great defensive effort yet. They almost blew their 3-0 lead. Well, they did blow the 3-0 lead against Seattle, and they managed to score to win it late 4-3. That's the only win that they had in their home opener. Then they dropped a couple of games and didn't look good doing it. Now, I realize now that Max Pacioretty, Mark Stone are out of the lineup right now, that is really tough. They're going to have to elevate essentially the entire second line to the first line. Chandler Stephenson will drop down. But now it's on William Karlsson and his unit with Riley Smith and Jonathan Marchessault to make an impact there in Vegas. They've got to find something to get it going. You won't get buried in the Pacific Division. I'm not worried about Vegas getting buried, but they do not look good early, and they're going to have to find some answers here. They didn't do a lot in the offseason. They did get rid of Marc-Andre Fleury, who I think was a heart and soul of that team, who, by the way, off to a rough start with the Chicago Blackhawks. But I just think that took a lot out of the room as far as the heart, as far as the personality. And that's not something you replace. I realize it was a cap crunch. I realize a $7 million contract was untenable for them under the cap. They had to move something. They brought back Alec Martinez, which I thought was a great move. But Vegas has lost something. They've lost something, and now they're paying the piper. In the Western Conference Central Division, St. Louis and Minnesota off to good starts. Saw this from Minnesota. I like Minnesota. I think they're a well-built team. They better hurry up and win, because they're going to be in cap jail a few years down the road because of the buyouts of Parise and Suter. However, I feel GM Billy Guerin said, I am willing to mortgage this right now and say, we're going to try to win up front. He feels good about where he is and the moves he's made and the club he has assembled. The other part of it is, maybe in a couple years down the road, hockey-related revenue goes back up post-pandemic, or at least as things start to ease, and then maybe that cap goes up. The penalties aren't as stiff for the Wild, but again, they are in a win now situation. St. Louis is kind of back to being who they were a couple of years ago. They're playing pretty well. They're having some breakout performances from a couple of guys. Jordan Kyrou looks very good right now. And, you know, maybe what he needed was a little change of scenery and some belief. And so keep an eye on the Blues. They're doing pretty well to start. Disappointing starts. Winnipeg, certainly. I picked Winnipeg to come out of the West. I thought they might be the team that put it together this year. A great top six. I thought they were solid defensively and one of the best goalies in the game in Connor Hellebuck. Hasn't materialized yet. Now they're scoring goals. They're just not keeping them out. So maybe that gets fine-tuned as the season goes along. At least they're scoring. I haven't lost my confidence in them. But the other team that's a giant surprise in the Central is the Colorado Avalanche. Ooh, they do not look good. They don't look good at all. And having a look at what we've seen so far out of a guy, just, you know, like Cale Makar. I hate to pick on him, but he's an easy target. The other night, he was -5. In a big loss for the Avalanche. He hasn't played well, hasn't really looked like himself. The whole defense has not looked good for the Avalanche. They've allowed 17 goals already this year, and it's just not good. It's not a good scene right now in Colorado. They're struggling. I don't think them losing Philip Grubauer was that big a deal. I think Darcy Kemper's going to be fine. He is struggling early. The whole team is struggling early. When they play their lockdown defense, which is really what the success of the Avalanche was based on, everybody looks at that top line, but it's their defense. When they do that, they're fine. They just haven't yet. Their structure hasn't come along yet. And like a couple other teams that are struggling right now, I think once your defensive structure falls into place, like Winnipeg, they'll be okay. We'll find out, though. We'll find out. All right, let's switch over to the East and talk about our surprises there. The Islanders at 1-2-1 to start the season through their first four games is a little bit of a surprise to me. Ilya Sorokin has struggled. And Varlamov's still on IR. May come back at some point in the very near future. Hard to say. At least he's back on the ice. But Sorokin has not played great in those four games. The one win, he did play well. He played very well in the win, but then lost two and then losing one past regulation hasn't looked good. And I think that if he would have found his game a little earlier, the Islanders would be showing better than they are. So not panicked about the Islanders just yet. Kind of looking at the Rangers, Carolina, Washington, still good, still the class. Pittsburgh have managed to win its first couple of games, hasn't played a lot, but you know, they 2-0-2 is not bad through four games, especially without Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. Plus, they're myriad other issues going on with this team, but the big thing, the news coming out, is that Crosby doesn't have a timetable to return yet. So I think you can live without Malkin because Malkin has been on and off, you know, consistently inconsistent is the best way to put it. He has just not found his game at all times. Now, when he's playing well, that's fantastic. You love having that player in your lineup. The problem is he's not always playing well, and sometimes he's hurt. So I think Crosby's the more important piece to get back. But if they can find a way to make it through this right now, if they can figure out their way to actually win some hockey games without him there, that's huge. And I really think that for the Pittsburgh Penguins to be able to get through this little stretch, it kind of shows them if they do choose to move on, if Ron Hextall, Brian Burke seem to think, do we need these guys? Maybe you don't. Maybe you can trade them and get something in return for them. You're winning without them so far. We'll see. It's only four games, small sample size. That's a thought. That is an interesting thought if you are those teams. Plus, as Buffalo is finding out with Jack Eichel, when a guy is injured and there's question marks around him, he's hard to move. And the Sabres, though, starting 3-0. And, you know, I've talked to some Sabres fans, and they've wanted to know, is this like a smoke and mirrors thing? Is this, you know, not what it seems? But if you look at the stats behind what Buffalo's doing, they're actually playing good hockey. They're defending well. They are doing really well, not only with, and throw out some fancy stats out there, like expected goals for, expected goals against. They're near the top of the league in these, in their scoring chances as well. Like Buffalo is throwing everybody at the net. It's not an individual leading a team. It's a team effort. Lines 1-4, D1 through 6. Craig Anderson's playing well enough, but he's also getting a lot of help in front of him. You know, it's nice to see. And maybe this is some of the effect of having a new coach with a full preseason and a full training camp to really kind of get his hooks into the system. He wants the guys to play and say, look, this is what we're going to go out there and do. And so far, you know, I think Renato's done a nice job with the Sabres team. They even picked it up a little bit towards the end of last year, but now there is no Jack Eichel. And Buffalo, I don't know that Craig Anderson is he's certainly not a long-term answer for Buffalo, but he's good enough for right now, finding a way to get things done. And so if you're the Sabres, concentrate on that team effort and keep it going, because the numbers look really good behind what they're doing right now. Now, they haven't played the best of teams. They played a Canadiens team that looks miserable. After their run last year, they look terrible to start this season, and I still don't 100% know why, but it sounds like in the Canadiens locker room, they don't 100% know why. Things just aren't there right now. Obviously, Carey Price not being there doesn't help, but Jake Allen's no slouch. He's a very good NHL goaltender. They're just struggling right now, and Montreal is, it's tough. They've only scored 4 goals in their first 5 games. That's unacceptable. They are just not generating scoring chances. They are not generating anything remotely resembling offense. So I don't know. If I'm the Canadiens, I might just take the next game and say, hey guys, anytime you get in, just fire the puck at the net, make something happen, make the goalie make a save or something, generate something. When you're less than a goal a game, that's a huge problem. Another team, couple teams that aren't starting as well as I think some people thought, maybe Tampa Bay and Boston. Tampa Bay, and now once again, maybe without Nikita Kucherov, and do not have the benefit of, even if Kucherov is long-term, which some people are saying he may need surgery again, if he ends up having surgery, there's no backfill like there was last season for them, because he was on the long-term IR all year. They could hide his money on the cap. This year, even if they hide his money on the cap, they don't have the people to take his place. And that's the tough part for the Lightning right now. So Tampa Bay, I don't know. I think they are going to be probably the second or third best team in that division, behind Florida, behind Toronto. So Tampa is still a playoff team. They have the best goaltender in the league, in my opinion. I just don't think that they're going to be a division winner. Florida has looked fantastic out of the gate. That's a complete team. They're deep. They have a nice top six. They're pretty good defensively. Sergei Bobrovsky's having a bit of a renaissance so far earlier this year. And you know what? Spencer Knight behind him is the goalie of the future for Florida. Things look very good for the Panthers right now. So, you know, looking at these teams, slow starts, hot starts, it's early. No matter what side of the coin your team is on right now, remember that it is early. There's a lot of time to go. There's some injuries to overcome. Moves will be made in some cases. But I think we'll see a regression to the mean with all but maybe the smallest bit of teams. My concerns right now, Tom, who do you think is going to be in the most trouble? Honestly, I think it's Montreal. I think the Canadiens are in big time trouble, and they need to figure something out and figure it out quick. Most of the other slow starting teams, I'm actually not that concerned about. And as far as the teams that are up top, who may fall back to the middle? Maybe the Sharks. The Sharks might come back a little bit. But again, Erik Karlsson the other day said, I'm back. I'm back, baby. So if Karlsson's back, if he's confident, if he's believing, if he's got that team pulling along with him, who knows? Could be a lot of fun. But this is the first edition of the Talking Puck podcast for this year. A little bit longer going on here on a Saturday. Tiny Biscuits will return, which is usually me doing one topic, 5 to 7 minutes. Also, I've got Mike Haynes, my Talking Puck TV partner, doing some podcasting with me this year as well. He'll be putting his out, so keep an eye out for those. And you can follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. You can also follow me at Talking Puck TV, or the show, I should say, at Talking Puck TV on Twitter. And we are broadcasting live on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on both Twitch and YouTube, Talking Puck TV. All right, great start to the year. It's been fun so far. Can't wait to see what the next week has in store for us. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining me here on Talking Puck.